All right, now we're ready for you to sing. It's going.
Bueno, buena, una muy buena, eso me fue una muy buena. Los cotes no más, una muy buena, no tengo nada. Para que no me mande muy mal, o sea, me igual. No, 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 ลูกเวชยาไม่ยอมแล้วลูกเวชยาไม่ยอมแล้วโอ้ยบัวโอ้ยตาบาดเนี่ยโอ้ยบาดเนี่ยทำไมชีวิตลูกเวชยาไม่ยอมแล้วโอ้ยโอ้ยตาบาดเนี่ยโอ้ยบาดเนี่ยทำไมชีวิตลูกเวชยาไม่ยอมแล้วโอ้ยโอ้ยตาบาดเนี่ยโอ้ยบาดเนี่ยทำไมชีวิตลูกเวชยาไม่ยอมแล้วโอ้ยโอ้ยตาบาดเนี่ยโอ้ยบาดเนี่ยทำไมชีวิตลูกเวชยาไม่ยอมแล้วโอ้ยโอ้ยตาบาดเนี่ยโอ้ยบาดเนี่ยทำไมชีวิตลูกเวชยาไม่ยอมแล้วโอ้ยโอ้ย
Peggy. This man and he took his little son and he sang to him, and they went along dancing along, and then finally the mother took the little boy and sang to him, and they were dancing along. Oh, I have so much to it. I just remember. And as they went along, they met.
Yeah. Amen. Sama, Fandango song.
It's a what?
Fandango song.
Fandango song.
This time we had to put in a new battery.
Do you remember that big storm?
Yeah.
The big winter. Could you tell us, either in Shoshone or English, about the big winter?
Well, the Indians, you know, was here then, you know, them days that they had a lot of snow here that time. I was stopping with a fellow named Zan Johnson down here in the valley. I stopped him with them all winters. Jesus, snow that high.
And you and Jenny were married then?
No.
No.
He says, no. He says, right after that they were
after together. We got married in 1898, I think.
Uh-huh.
You see, when there's a Philippine War, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I was buying horses for Al Millett, old Smokey, and then he sent me out to buy some cavalry horses. I went out. I went to Duckwater, neighbor place here, you know, I'm buying some horses for him.
Well, that winter of the big snow, where did that man lose a lot of cattle, that man that you were...
A lot of people come from the north, fed the cattle down here. I don't know how they know it. It's that fall. They come down, fed the cattle down here, and put them down south. Well, they lost a lot of them here, you know. And then the rest of them take what they left, you know, they take them back north. Round Elko someplace. 13 fire round up there someplace. His fellow name was George Stuber. He stays here. He never went back. He had a few head of cattle. Yeah, and then the old man Cockin had two daughters. Then he married one of them. It was a couple of years after that.
Did any of the Indians die that winter, that bad winter?
No. Never seen Indians die that winter. the spring of the year, that spring, the two women died over there on this side of Eureka in Antelope Valley, they called it. That's all we know. There's a woman know it too.
What did they die from?
Just got sick, I guess. Never could know the reason. Okay. That year.
Hey,
no
can
we
just...
yeah.
Did any of those old people that died, did they eat any of that spoiled meat?
I don't know about that, you know, because I wasn't with them people over there, you know. They live on most anything. Most they live on a rabbit.
I meant those dead cows.
I don't think they eat dead cows. No, I never see anybody eat the dead cows yet. They're scared just same as anybody else. They don't want to bother with it. I seen that myself.
Did you keep warm that winter?
I was living with a fella down there that winter. You know, I have a good time, you know. A lot of groceries. That fella, you know, keeping a lot of groceries. He's got a lot of horses, a lot of mules. I have them, you know. He's got a little bunch of cows, too. So I said.
Did you have a rabbit skin blanket?
Oh, yes.
Keep warm?
Yeah.
We made a rabbit skin blanket.
Well, he got my blanket. Rabbit blanket now, today.
They're good. They're warm.
They're good. Uh-huh. I'd rather have a rubber blanket than anything else.
Yeah.
Put something over it light, you know.
So that hair doesn't get in your nose.
That's all right.
I forgot about that.
They're good.
Did you ever see them make a rabbit skin blanket? Shoshone?
Yeah, I seen him. I can make it too if I want to.
Can you make it?
I'm too lazy for doing that, though. I got to do a lot of things for the... If you get it.
Too many rabbits.
Take you about 50 rabbits to make one blanket.
And how many for two people?
Eh?
To cover two people, how many?
About 60. A lot of work, you know. You got to make a little string of it, too, you know. Then you got to twist them. Then after that, and then you got, I don't know. You go tan them, I guess, like this, make it soft. Then after that, and then you'll make a blanket out of it. Oh, a lot of work about it.
Did you twist it on your leg, or did you twist it?
I just twist it with a stick.
With a stick. You know, if the real old people did it with a stick, or did they learn how to do that after they made rawhide ropes?
They had a stick, you know, about that long. I don't know. Maybe a couple inches round. Then they take their laps, you know, just load it this way.
Yeah.
And then put it in a big bundle here, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, they took that off, you know, and then put another one on again.
And they made a link out of the rabbit skin,
yeah,
like this. And then another one down here and hooked them together. Did that?
Yeah, they put it in the link together, you know, maybe, well, say 50 feet long.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how we do
now,
it.
Now, they got to be careful, you know, that whoever it is, you know, take him out, you know. He's got to hold it like that.
Uh-huh. And then, when they made the blanket, was it laying down on the loom laying down or standing up?
Laying down the ground.
Laying down on the ground.
Put one big long stick there and one in the bottom here.
Yeah.
And go over like this, you know.
Over like that,
yeah,
huh?
Both of them.
What'd you use, rags?
Well, they have to use rags, you know, before the white come, I guess they use some kind of stuff. I don't know what it is.
Weeha? Did they use weeha?
Wana.
Wana.
Wana. You know, that's what I mean, you know. They make that little net out of it, the rabbit net.
Yeah, the net.
Well, they got that, you know, to soft it like this, you know, put it down like this way.
Yeah.
And they make a string, a lot of it. I never see that one anymore much. Cows got it all. Yeah. They like them. Cows like them, I guess. They just clean everything up. I used to see them, you know. Used to be a lot of it.
You don't have any anymore around
no,
here?
No, I never seen any of them.
We have it down at Fallon. We have lots of it down there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you call that string Wana, huh?
Yeah.
Wana.
Yeah.
Oh, don't they call it, they call it weeha over there, but they make a wana out of it. I mean, they call a net wana for the Paiutes. And, uh-huh. You're acting like I'm telling you.
But they do.
They do.
Oh, I don't know.
but they use a weeha for the string, see, so the plant's name is weeha, but they make the string, the net's called wana. And tamu wana.
Yes, we caught some of it.
I have recorded some of it. But they, was it lying right down on the ground when they made it, or did they have it about this far off of the ground?
No, just in the ground.
Right on the ground, yeah. Laying right on the ground to make it. Well, stick that in and stick this in?
Yeah. You got to fix this side in and then it's clear down, you know. Pretty soon that they pick them sticks out, you know, them long ones.
Yeah, at the end.
And shook them up like this with the blanket.
All done.
Yeah.
Jimmy made us a blanket to go in the museum. He had one. So, but his frame was standing vertically, see, and that's why I was wondering whether their frame laid down on the ground or not. And apparently it did lay down on the ground. Did you ever see them stand up to make them?
No, they never make them that way. They were, they're not good that way. They got to lay them down.
On the ground.
Maybe nowadays they might do that.
Uh-huh.
Before, you know, they never do that.
I've seen it made when I was a little girl. It was made the way he's talking.
Down on the ground?
Well, on poles, on pole across and pour on the corner and lift it off to the ground like that so they could weave it like.
But apparently his is right down on the, flat on the ground. That's what I was like, can you find out if it was actually flat on the ground or was it 4 or 5 inches off the ground to weave it?
No, he said right on the ground.
Oh, okay.
But
I've seen it made when I was a little girl.
Yeah, that's the way, you know.
It was his dad, Sam Dick, used to make him. He was a great man, you know. He was one of the old timers, and he really did make things.
Yeah. I have a few publications with his picture. Do you know it?
Wonderful. Man.
Yeah, I understood you was. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see shoes made out of this kind of stuff?
No.
Like any kind of shoes, or?
And then the Indians, the Paiutes and Fallon, they had fully shoes, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Sagebrush, too. Mm-hmm. This kind of stuff.
That's for summer. Mm-hmm.
You whip these things up when you run out of other shoes. Yes, you really do. No kidding.
Not that I want to number your
boat. We call him Grandpa, and we just love him.
There
goes Grandpa, and we'd get all excited. Then he'd come back, and then he'd bring some tulies that cut. And mud hen eggs, and ducks.
He's a regular Santa Claus.
He was. That's no lie.
Actually, he and Wizzy's grandmother are the people who are teaching us today through Wizzy. I mean, she learned from her father and from her grandmother and those old people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know one time I went through a bunch of pictures that I have because I collect all the old pictures I can and then I ask around who they are. You know, one time I came across a picture of Willie's grandmother, and I found a picture of her grandmother for her. That old, old lady. did you ever make a fish trap?
No, never seen them.
You didn't see it either, no. Huh? Did you ever see a fish basket to catch fish in?
No, I never seen them. There's no fish around this country nowadays.
Were the fish over in Reese River?
Yeah, that's the only place.
Did you fish over there?
No.
You didn't go over there to fish? Didn't you eat any fish at all?
I don't like a fish.
You don't like fish?
Yeah. Yo. Fish, as I tell you, fish is made out of black lizard.
In the Reese River?
In here, yeah, in the Reese River.
Spotted lizard.
No teen spot, just real black.
Real black.
Yeah. No spotted, nothing. And one fella, you know, he found a lizard up here,
uh-huh.
Up to Hot Spring, over here.
Uh-huh.
It was smoky, you know where the Hot Spring is.
Yeah.
Well, he found a lizard there, big, great big lizard. That's big enough to eat, you know. Well, he tried to hit him with a bone arrow. He can't do it. To keep going, you know, and it went right over, and then that creek over there, the head reach over. Yeah. And then that fella said, well, you ain't a lizard. You be turning to be a little lizard, a black lizard fish. That's what he said, and don't let go. Well, that's where that lizard raised. That's where the fish.
Remember my grandmother was telling me that one day, too, huh?
You know, some fish
resembles
a lizard.
Yeah.
And Willie told me the same story, too. So this is a story. Did you have any water babies?
No.
Did you have any water baby stories?
No.
The Paiutes have water baby stories.
Yeah. Oh, I got an old Indian story.
That's what I meant.
What is their right to what is to be mean? I don't know. I'll tell you that for a little while. They won't be long.
All right.
Well, when the Indian first started in this earth, you know, right here.
Yeah.
Well, he said, you know, their father, their mother was living up north end of the ice. The other way north, you know, a lot of ice.
Uh-huh.
That frog can't go over the ice. He'd rather be on the bare ground like this, that frog.
Yeah.
Well, he stayed there for I don't know how many years. All he lived on, you know, for some kind of a groceries, I don't know what is. He didn't get enough. He stays there. Finally, he make up his mind, and he wanted to come down this way. Well, he kept coming. He kept going. Oh, maybe he went down. Take him 6 months, I think, 6 months. That's what the Indian story is. Take us 6 months, you know. He leave up there, you know. Well, that's in the spring, you know, about April. Up north. Now I get down here about long and about September. He just went down here. Went all over, seen this country and everything. He'd be this valley one day and then next day, you know, he'd be over another valley. Keep doing that. Take the whole country in. In that 6 months time. That frog. Yeah. He kept going. Well, when he get down there, he found another man down there. That was a woman, you know, mm-hmm. A frog up there, you know. He found a man down there, down south someplace, end of the ocean. Well, he told him, you know, when he get down there, he said, I plant all kinds of seeds. All kinds of seeds, it's everything. What was the people going to live on? He says, I plant all that. I come through all over in this where there's no water, he said, you know. I go one place to the other. I keep coming down that way and taking me that long, he said, come down here. He said, I plant everything. He said, as long as any people comes here, you know, they can live on that. Yeah, he says, that's what he told that man. Well, that man say, well, we got to do something. We got to make a family some way, he said. Well, we sent them back. Well, they live about, I don't know, the Indian says they live 6 years together down there before they can do anything. Well, when they do that, they got some children, some boys, grandchildren and everything that time. And then they told them, you go up a country, he said. I come from there, he said. Yeah. He said, you fellas go up, you know, all over, scatter around wherever you want to. He said, use your own language. You make your own language when you get up there. That's what they told him. That's the real Indian story, you know. You see, that's the reason, you know, got all kind of languages.
Yeah.
See? That's what that frog, you know, told them. That was their mother. That's where was Indian come from frogs.
From the frog.
Yeah, that's the story I ever heard from an Indian, the old people.
I was going to ask him that.
We all come from frogs, then.
Where did the coyote disappear to, then?
Oh, that's what where was the coyote when that woman came down this way?
Well, the coyote was a different place. There was another story of the coyote. See? It was two brothers.
Two brothers.
Yeah. This little coyote, you know, his youngest brother, and the wolf is his oldest brother. Yeah. Is this thing catching him?
I think so. What does Tokima mean? Tokima.
Tokima.
She wanted to know what Tokima means.
Ah, Tokima is nothing to me. Only thing you said now here. You was over there. Now I told you the Kima.
No.
Well, that's the Indian language. That's the Kima. Kima, you see.
Well, what's Tokima?
That's not Indian language. That's somebody else. There must be some kind of mixed up somewhere. See? Yeah. Several ones. Over there, we are in the Muri. We got it down the road. Tukwa, got it, Swam Rivinyan, Madum Bidimus.
This range of mountain is called
Don't hesitate.
I talk on Rivinyan, I do.
Singa Anatsi.
Singa Anatsi, this one.
Singa Anatsi.
Uh-huh. And then the next valley range of mountain is what?
Dutoya.
Dutoya. And
Black Hill, huh?
Yeah. Means Black Hill. What's this?
Ongare.
Ongare.
Yeah. Means yellow spot, I guess.
Uh-huh. I have smoked a mana and I have been there.
Ongare means sitting alone. What? Shale rock. Onungare.
That guy that don't know how to talk here.
Quaken ash trees. That's that finger? Singan. It's like the Quaken ash green trees.
They all got name. There's another one over there. I go with you.
The East.
They're down there. Go a little further above the Hunt's Canyon. That's in there. Baba Zandoya.
Baba Zandoya.
Yeah. You get all
big,
this hill's name.
What?
All this hill's name.
Yeah. Well, what is the Bab? The big what? Baba what? This is good. What about Diana's punch bowl up there? You know, the punch bowl.
Yeah.
Devil's.
That's a devil and punch bowl. That's in the book. Game with devil and punch bowl.
Yeah.
Toss a goya. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Dosa.
What does that mean?
Dosa. That means, you know, white on top.
He says the water inside wasn't named, just the mountain. This hill was named.
It's got a white top on it. Not in the spring, just the white on top. You see, all she's got a white hill.
It's remarkable they didn't name the water. I mean, the water off of the top of the name.
I can come in there, Edinburgh.
That's our canyon here. The Indian call it by the sight of what they see, named everything.
Tim, we didn't get a recording of that Death Valley song yet, because the recorder went bad.
Okay, Mammy.
I'm worse off than these two guys.
Now, sing for us.
What are we going to sing?
Hook-a-mia or anything like that.
Hook-a-mia, hook-a-mia, hook-a-mia,
You can go and watch it if she didn't get you before she gets it.
Oh, I wasn't looking. Wait, she never gets yet.
I guess so.
No, you didn't get yet. No, you didn't get yet.
No,
you didn't get yet.
No more.
On the outside.
Outside, I got the log.
We got one stick. I knew we should get that one. You take them now.
I'm going to.
This way. You got him.
You made one stick.
He guessed this way.
Now you hide again.
I didn't even think.
We could never shut that off if we wanted to.
I just can't think of anything else that you'd like to.
You know how to shut it off. She's just way down here.
Push it, turn it, and it comes up by itself, isn't it? I think that's what she's been doing. You just turn it one way and it comes up by itself.
Output. I don't know if you push.
Push that. I think she pushes a button.
All right, go ahead.
It's on.
All right.
Yeah, I'm in court already.
Well,
that's what they want.
He wants to get rid of
it. Shut it off.
Quit dancing. See, when does that song come out?
Is it what? No, it's okay.